together also the text for the message this morning, which is Psalm 54. Here you see that title, "To the Choir Master with Stringed Instruments, a Maskil of David." When the Ziphites went and told Saul, "Is not David hiding among us?" We'll read together Psalm 54, continuing verse 1. "O God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your might. O God, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves." Selah. "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. With a freewill offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble. My eye has looked in triumph on my enemies." Beloved Church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, King David's life served as a prophecy of the work of Jesus Christ, our eternal King. We can say of both King David and King Jesus Christ that he was chosen and appointed by God even before he was born. He faced much opposition on his way to the throne, and when he was crowned to an eternal throne, he ushered in a kingdom of peace by defeating all his enemies. Psalm 54 is one of the on-the-way-to-the-throne psalms. And during this period of transition, and also during the king's reign that would come, the king, after God's heart, had to be sure that God had chosen him, and the people had to choose a side. During this period of transition, the people either took the side of the king the Lord had rejected, King Saul, or they took the side of the king the Lord had chosen, King David. Behind the people's choice then was the decision to take up the cause of the Lord or to take up the cause of his enemies. The same thing happened in Jesus' life. He was made certain of his calling by God's special anointing and that confirming voice from heaven. And he did not doubt that he was serving the Lord's cause throughout his life, even when loved ones betrayed him. We could think of Judas telling the leaders, "Is not Jesus here in the garden?" Those who follow him as king with the same certainty of his calling and his victory, even while hypocrites in the church and rebels outside the church are seeking to undermine Christ, those are the people who may continue to sing Psalm 54 honestly. And as we live each day in the assurance of our victory, we may do so in the theme of the gospel message this morning, that the Lord's chosen king will look in triumph on all his enemies. It's the final verse of Psalm 54. We see that also in what Solomon prayed for. The Lord maintains the cause of his servant, and the Lord maintains the cause of his people. Well, the context indicated in the title of Psalm 54 is similar to the context of the title indicated in Psalm 52. They both have a theme of betrayal. And although Psalm 52 provides words for the church that is faced with a lying, bloodthirsty, foreign betrayer whom the Lord used to fulfill his curse against the house of Eli, in Psalm 54, the betrayal came from fellow Israelites, the Ziphites, who were loyal to Saul and willing to surrender God's chosen King David into his hands so that he might be killed. Now, David would agree that the Ziphites should not cause harm to Saul, who was also anointed by the Lord. Their failure to recognize that God also had plans for David had placed them in opposition to the Lord's cause. And David saw that. He lived through that. Even though the Lord had anointed and appointed David as the next king, as even the heir, Jonathan, acknowledged and recognized, verses 16 to 18 of 1 Samuel 23, David was being treated as a rebel in the land. And it's in this situation that David asked the Lord himself to intervene and to vindicate David. Look at verse 1. By showing the world that he was the Lord's chosen king, and doing this by saving him from his enemies and giving him triumph over those who were opposing him because they had not set the Lord before them. And David asked them, the Lord, to do this by his name, because David was associated with the name of the Lord. In accordance with Solomon's prayer later on, David could be confident that the Lord would maintain the cause of his servant. He could speak with the confidence of Jonathan in his words of encouragement. And the Spirit gives the words of this text to explain, to express this confidence. When our Lord Jesus came to the earth, and when he made his way through the suffering under God's wrath for us, on his way to the glory on the throne, our Lord Jesus himself could find comfort in that promise that the Lord maintains the cause of his servant. Even when our Lord faced opposition from the church leaders of his time and even one of his chosen disciples. The words of Psalm 54 could also have been on his lips as he prayed that the Lord might make it clear that he was serving the Lord's cause by saving him by his name and vindicating his cause before his enemies. And the Lord answered Jesus by granting him that vindication that he was seeking by raising him from the dead, by allowing him to look in triumph on his enemies. And he does this together with all who believe in him. And today, we rejoice to know that because the Lord maintained the cause of his servant and his chosen king, Jesus Christ, so that he could accomplish all that God had given him to do, we who belong to Christ, we who are united to Christ, we who follow Christ, may share in his triumph. And the Lord maintains the cause of his people. The psalm is based on the believer's certainty that the cause of the Lord and his chosen king succeeds. The psalm is also based on the confidence that is insofar as the church sings these words, the church singing these words is on the side of the Lord. They too will succeed. However, we see the opposite is true as well. Only those who are on the side of Jesus Christ in their lives and in their conduct can sing these words of Psalm 54. Psalm 54 is a song that can only be sung by those who are confident that they are being faithful to the Lord's cause in the world, and that their lives and that their servant represent the name of the Lord. Can you say, I am doing this by the name of the Lord? Can you say to the Lord in your prayers, Lord, fight for your cause that I am carrying out in my life? Are you serving the Lord as an instrument in his hand for the good of his kingdom? Or are you only thinking about yourself? Do you commit yourself as a freewill offering? Verse 6, as you set God before yourself? Or are you refusing to submit yourself to God's chosen king and his appointed representatives in your life? It's only when you can say that what you are doing and what you are saying is in the name of the Lord, thus even calling down God's curse upon you if you should be lying, then you can be sure that the Lord himself will uphold your cause, because it's ultimately his cause. So those who speak Psalm 54 speak these words with confidence, confidence that they are following God's chosen king. They are recognizing Christ's kingship. Perhaps you have told someone in your life that you can't participate with them in some sinful activity because you serve the Lord Jesus. When they try to respond by ruining your reputation or your life because of your steadfast faith, like we kind of see in Psalm 54, the opposition, you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, the triumphant King, you can say with words like Psalm 54, "I am representing your name, O God. Please save me and vindicate me by your name. Ensure that your purposes are fulfilled by me and by my life. Help me and bring an end to those who slander me because they are passing on untrue lies about you and your work. As for me," we can conclude similar to the end of Psalm 54 and say, "as for me, I have no doubt that you will help me. And so I thank you already, because I can see my triumph over my foes in my King, Jesus Christ. For the Lord maintains the cause of his servant and of his people." For David, this was a future hope, not only for himself, but also for that promised Messiah. For us today, that victory of the servant, the chosen King of God, has already been won. And so as we approach Psalm 54, we do so with that question that Paul asks, or he gives it as a command, or, are we living a life worthy of the calling we have received to walk in the cause of our King, Jesus Christ? Are we able to pray to the Lord with this same confidence when we face opposition? Or are we facing opposition from the Lord because we are fighting against his saving work in the world through his church? Are we like the Ziphites, betraying the Son of God? Or are we following the chosen King in sincere confession and repentance and humility and obedience and love? The promise for those who do believe in Jesus Christ, who are fighting against their sins and seeking to walk with him, is clear in Psalm 54. The chosen King, Jesus Christ, has triumphed over his enemies. And we may share in his triumph as we are united to him, as this also symbolized for us in the celebration of Lord's Supper. And so we pray that the Lord may help us, verse 4, and uphold our lives as we submit our lives to his chosen King. Amen. Psalm 43 that we sang said, "O God, grant me your vindication, plead my cause defending me." Words of the kings, the servants, the words of God's people. Psalm 35, in a similar way, is asking the Lord to strive those who strive against us and fight to set us free as our defender. Psalm 35, we'll sing that psalm standing if you're able to stand.